FRC
101.9 FM.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Love. This is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC. Hold back the river and part the sea, because I'm no change.
Change is the devil.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is like chasing a bad guy through an alleyway kind of music.
No, it's after you've chased him, and everybody's cheering you on. You're just walking down, and they're all like,
just pointing, got the finger guns,
that's
blasting.
It. It's confetti going off.
I like it.
Some guy on the rooftop is pouring out spaghetti.
Spaghetti and confetti. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
No, Simone the Moan.
And I am unfortunately still here.
You're on fire today, Vinny. It's killing it.
It's wonderful.
Your fruit ASMR before the 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
It's real good. Welcome back. It's 80 Morning Wake Up on CFRC 101.9 FM, your home of everything awesome and radical in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good morning. It's been a good summer. Hope you're all having a great day.
Yeah.
Having a great
Wednesday.
Great
day. I got to give a couple quick shout outs. We got some birthdays, and I know we're going to get to the celebrity birthdays.
But
we've got people enjoying this beautiful countryside. Driving across the country.
Oh, sweet.
And we've got, we celebrated a birthday. We wished him a birthday last time. It's little Everett.
Everett!
And we've got, I'll get to the birthdays later.
Really? Because I was about to go get the birthday horn.
Oh, you have a birthday horn?
We have the birthday horn.
We still have a birthday horn. We
used
to have a
horn. Someone's grabbing the birthday horn.
I can't believe the birthday horn is still here.
We haven't used Franklin, the internationally recognized prize / birthday horn in a long time. Simone, you want to do the honors?
So, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Goes to my pal, Kim.
Kim!
And I'm not going to give a number, but happy birthday. And then my other pal, Ryan.
Ryan!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
and
Ryan.
I will tell his age because he wanted me to. He was so excited that he's turned 50.
50!
Wow.
Big
50.
Nice. Yeah. Right on. Oh. Excellent.
Didn't want me. He doesn't look that chiseled man.
What are the things that we're going to be able to do when we're 50 unapologetically when we turn 50, which isn't that long, far away? We're staring down the barrel of it, you guys.
Speak your mind.
I'm thinking just cabana wear. Like I'm going to, my fashion is going to get so garbage when I'm 50 because I can. Because no one cares. Like I'm going to do plaid shirt, plaid hat, plaid shorts, different plaids.
I'm just going to wear, but no sandals, what's his
face? Or just go barefoot everywhere?
Like Kenny Chesney. It'll be, I'm thinking, I want to, listen to Jimmy Buffett in a tank top with my, flip flops and a cold beer in my hand with a fishing rod in the other one and, saying, bleep off. I'm having a great time in retirement fishing Lake Okeechobee. That's it.
I figure,
that's
50. Think about history. We're in Queen's University campus, House of Learned Doctors.
Yeah.
Think about the life expectancy. Not that long ago was 50, right? We're talking 100 years, 200
Isn't
years?
Isn't that crazy?
So I figure once you turn 50, just live life to the fullest because, you're not supposed to be here anymore. You're supposed to get scurvy and die of malnourishment because you're keeping your 12 children alive. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Vinny.
We got to talk about some events today.
We do.
It's 9
o'clock. We're excited. We talked about a few things that have happened.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great things that are going to happen.
Let's
Simone.
Look to the future, Simone.
Mm-hmm.
In the year 2000.
What's happening?
Well, the United Way is having a 30-seat group cycling experience.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Megabike.
Megabike.
Yeah, Community Rise.
That's, oh, have you seen that? I've seen that going around.
So that's happening on July 29th at 10 a.m.
July 29th. That's coming up. I want to know when to keep my eyes out for the Megabike.
That's next Sunday, maybe?
Next Wednesday, 29th?
No, I'm 29th. Days.
That's a week from today.
It's Spear Market Square.
So okay. Do you have to, like, sign up to get on the bike, or is it already filled up, you think?
I don't know.
Get
I
guess you just show up, halfway.
Show up and just, you know, I don't know if they do, like, musical chairs or something.
Maybe.
Get your seat on the bike.
But with 50 people pedaling one big bicycle, they should be able to tow
it's
something.
30.
30?
Yeah.
Forget about it. That sounds fun. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my eyes open for that. Mm. Other events that are going on this weekend on Howe Island, we've got Rockin' the Rock. That's the big concert that's going on. Such bands as the Boogie Wonder Band, the Human Rights, they're back. K-Man and the 45s, Ace of Wands, who are amazing, Say It Back, and our friends of the show, Smellaship, who we're listening to right now. Yeah, they're going to be playing. So Howe Island, 3 p.m. until midnight, $50, a mere bag of shells to see a great lineup of amazing bands.
There you go. Yeah,
it'll be good.
You want to check that out? Go see our man Garrett Barr, slapping the boss, man.
Are you going to take the canoe out?
Canoe over?
You can canoe over.
It'd be kind of fun, yeah, but then I'd have to portage all the way to the...
But we could fire Roman candles at you again.
Again?
Again.
I don't remember. Fun. I blocked that out.
No,
it's because I got hit in the head. Other events? Do you have any events lined up, Vinny, or should we keep going?
No, let's keep rocking.
Well, here, I got a few more.
I'm pretty boring.
I got a few more to mention. The Astros and Noise Hotel are going to be playing a free show at the Toucan Friday, July 24th from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a bop.
Yeah.
How about you? You got more stuff?
Nope.
Okay, I got more stuff then.
Yeah.
If you guys drop the ball, I'll pick it up. We got another festival going on in Picton at Base 31. It's the Moto Craft Festival. That's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, each day from 5 until 10 p.m. Or, well, 10 to 10 on Saturday. But an amazing lineup of bands, including friends of the show, the Stephen Stanley Band. They're going to be playing on July 24th. Nobro is going to be playing on July 25th. That will be one not to miss. We got Tim Acker, Gary Lewis, a lot of stuff, and a whole lot of motorbikes.
Mm-hmm.
Motorbikes.
Have you guys ridden a motorcycle?
I've never ridden a motorcycle.
I've ridden a dirt bike.
Yeah?
I'm not a motorcycle, but I've ridden a dirt bike.
Nice. Mm. Can you do...
I can't do anything.
Can't do any motorcycle sounds?
I don't like them. I hate them. No, I hate motorcycles, but...
But you like music.
I love music. I like looking at bikes. Don't get me wrong. Like, I just personally, I'm like, no. Why?
That's fair.
But it is a thrill of an experience.
It was a thrill pun.
It is. It really is. Like,
nice.
Four-wheeling, I feel safer, right?
Four-wheeling's fun.
I can actually, like, feel it, look around, enjoy it. I don't have to worry about, like, oh, God, I'm tipping over.
Yeah, I hear you. Four-wheeling's a lot more fun. So next time you do a festival where it's with music and four-wheeling, we're down.
Yeah, I'm down.
Amazing.
But, I mean, either way, how close to the water is it?
What, the festival?
The ground.
Oh,
yeah.
It's pretty far away. Like, Base 31, I think, is up in the hills.
Okay, I'm not familiar where. Yeah.
It's the old Army Air Force Base in Picton, the one where they were training all the World War II pilots.
Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure how close it was.
I don't know.
I don't get out much, Jeff. You don't invite me.
That's right. If you want to come out with me to Gananoque, though, there's a waterfront concert series putting on a Celtic kitchen party Friday night, 7:30, at Joel Stone Heritage Park. I don't know, something about being in a park on the water in the summertime, listening to a live band.
Nice.
You're all right with that.
I'd be all right with that, yeah. So lots of stuff going on, whether you're in Kingston, Howe Island, Picton, Gananoque. There's lots going on. And you know where else is lots going on?
Where?
Right here.
Where's
right
here?
Right here at CFRC Radio, baby. We're going to get back to the tunes, and then after the break, we're going to talk about Burr Reynolds. Why not? And also other things. We heard in that last set the King of the Hill theme from Billy Strings, because King of the Hill is back. Also in there, we had a new one from The Beths with Metal. And we opened up that last set with new stuff from Sharp Pins and Saturday Sun. And because we're talking about Burt Reynolds' next break and my love of the movie Sharky's Machine, looking right at you, Simone, we're going to play from the soundtrack of Sharky's Machine. Here's Randy Crawford with Street Life right here
on CFRC.
Can you do a Burt Reynolds laugh?
101.9.
It's not a Burt Reynolds.
I don't know what it sounds like.
We'll be right back. just a story.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
In 6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
The most original drive, senior class miss surpassing all expectations, baked in urban factions. Certain actions lead to free verbal passion. Workman attitude pass. Tongue lashing, beat bashing, elite pin stroke the pin flows. Thoughts me crashing, event for the pin flows. Effortless growth, message for hope. Letters and notes, accredited for better results. Set it dope, measured in bulk, incredible hope. Smash those, send this industry professional votes. Edited quotes, to fit a simple language approach. Angle is handled and soaked then flavor bug your throat. Aided by neighbors who cater to the crowd. Goal set first, never major in the line. Smarts on another tier. Out of limits, out of here, Jersey stratosphere.
Major features, major wins, major comebacks, it was just 80-10. Some of these players should know this ain't for them. And it may take them a while to take that in. Major features, major wins, major comebacks, it was just 80-10. Some of these players should know this ain't for them. And it may take us some time to take that in.
Yo, we tossing these styles like we flossing for smiles. Hive got beats by the pile, so we'll switch up the dial. Whole presence is a flex for the here and the now. Just surrender and retreat, yo, throw in a towel. Wipe the sweat up off your brow, king, and never allow. Someone to take you off your square, yo, swear, take a vow. Live on stage, rocking out, straight moving the crowd. We got sold by the pound, go ahead, yo, check the files. In the mean, in between, horns blowing like miles. Sit still, don't have a cow, yo, let's wait a while. Straight married to the culture, watch me walk down the aisle with a strut so tough you think I'm going on trial. Wow, we stay banging with the boom and the pow, stay sharp, blade spark, cutting and slashing like Dow. 25 years plus, they still wondering how. Cooking up with a purpose, yo, serving halal. Blow.
Major features, major wins, major comebacks, it was just 80-10. Some of these players should know this ain't for them, and it may take them a while to take that in. Major features, major wins, major comebacks, it was just 80-10. Some of these players should know this ain't for them. And it may take us some time to take that in.
fire out of control. Soul of mischief, ills and souls of mischief. Everything burned through a crisp, I overdid it. But no forgiveness. You walk away from your faults, we close the distance. You sold your soul and your whole existence. I'm Lance, last name backwards. I hold a boulder with it. Make them say, but I don't know no limits. Producer practicing the chops, he in a dojo with it. I'm limitless, I feel like Gojo with it. Sorcerer, you morphed into another person right before my corneas. Sorry, but I feel like this version is cornier. I know I gotta feel just like body dysmorphia. Cornage your fake styles, your copy and paste styles. Fake smiles get wiped like dirt stains now. With the cash up front, I'ma need it first, cause it's a major feature every time I drop a feature verse. Major features, major wins, major comebacks, it was just 80-10. Some of these players should know this ain't for them, and it may take them a while to take that in. Major features, major wins, major comebacks, it was just 80-10. Some of these players should know this ain't for them, and it may take them some time to take that in.
Welcome back to Night Talk with your host, Vinny, the Jeff,
and Simone.
CFRC, the place to be. I love it so much. Welcome back. We just heard brand new stuff from, what was he called there? Jav Dentist. Not too shabby. What was that song called? Cinema. What a fitting title.
Perfect.
We're about to talk about movies. Before Jav the Dentist, we also had new stuff from Fabian Del Sol.
Put your glasses back on.
There we go. Yeah, Fabian Del Sol with I'm Leaving You. We also had new stuff from True Mountain Laurel with Holy Hell. And we opened it up with Street Life by Randy Crawford, because I'm on a massive Burr Reynolds kick right now.
You are. I can tell you only have a mustache.
Thank you. That's right. I watched Sharky's Machine over the weekend. I hadn't seen that in earnest in a long time.
Tell us.
And was he wearing a toupee?
He was toupee-less. It was natural Burr Reynolds hair. Ah. It was a movie that he directed in 1981. He wanted to kind of challenge himself and get away from all these goofy comedies. You know, Smokey and the Bandit, Cannibal Run. Great stuff. Don't get me wrong. Perfect summertime movie. But to see a gritty 70s cop movie where, let me paint you a picture, okay? Sharky is a really good cop. The beginning of the movie, there's a bad bust, a bust that goes wrong. Civilians get injured, and so he's demoted to, like, the basement of the precinct where all the...
like mall security.
Yeah, all the screw-ups go, right? All they do is they arrest call girls, so it's like
21
this,
Jump Street.
Yeah, it's like this revolving door. They don't take it seriously. But then what happens is they stumble upon a big corruption mystery involving drug dealers and high-level politicians and all sorts of, like, nonsense. And Sharky's Machine is the nickname for the group of his ragtag group of cops.
Perfect.
Nobody leans on Sharky's Machine. It's a very good movie, though. Very good.
But it's Hollywood is a buzz right now, obviously, with all of the Odyssey and Obsessions and all the things that have been TV and movies lately.
Yeah. What's new with you? What have you seen?
I haven't seen anything.
Okay.
Because I've been saving this moment for you, Jeff. You and I need to go see The Odyssey.
We're going to go see The Odyssey.
I think we're going to do that tonight.
Are you talking about the CBC children's show about the little boy in a coma? Do you remember that one? Do you remember that one? The Odyssey? You guys didn't ever remember that one?
No.
You of all people, Simone. You're a public television child like me.
Yes.
Okay, so the series was like 3 seasons long, and the opening credits are iconic because it's this little kid in his tree fort. I'm talking a lot today, but anyways.
Yeah.
He falls from his rope pulley, and the whole series is him in a coma, and he's in his own mind in this like fantasy world.
I have to look this up.
Where he's trying. The whole series is on YouTube. It was great.
Crazy.
And it's a serial where like it's not like an episodic thing. Like you're following the story over the seasons where he's trying to find his dad, and he's going through this weird dreamland. It was good. It was real good.
It was real good.
Yeah.
Hollywood birthdays. I know we're going to get to a little bit more news. Do you got something lined up here?
Hold on a second. That's the Burt Reynolds laugh. There we go. Yeah. Anyways, watch Sharky's Machine. It's really good.
I'll
and
have
watch
to.
The Odyssey.
I was scrolling through. We like to obviously give birthday shout-outs. We did already.
Yeah.
But off to the second level of celebrity. Oh, those guys were the first top-tier celebrities. Now we've got John Leguizamo's birthday.
I love it. What's your favorite John Leguizamo role?
As I can remember his name, the clown in Spawn.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
I look at
the skill and the talent to be able to do that in that costume.
Good call,
crazy.
Absolutely, yeah.
What about you?
Me, I was thinking Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. I thought he was excellent in that.
Okay,
I liked him in the zombie movie he did with Dennis Hopper, Land of the Dead. But I think his best role might have been, in my opinion, Romeo and Juliet. He was great. Yeah.
Simone, did you watch?
No,
you have anything that stands out?
Nothing stands out to me.
He was in the Super Mario Brothers movie with Bob Hoskins back in the 90s. Yeah. He played Luigi. Anywho, other celebrity birthdays. We got some big ones.
So many. Yeah. Listen, Reese Iphens.
Yeah, totally.
Right from Spider-Man. You know who else from Spider-Man's birthday it is?
You can say it.
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, that was a good Willem Dafoe.
That was his Green Goblin arch nemesis.
71.
He's 71.
I love Dafoe.
It's Willem.
Willem. Willem.
Oh, I thought Willem. It was William this whole time.
Oh, no.
You have been Willemized. Happy 34th birthday to Selena Gomez.
Totally. Hey. Right on.
Danny Glover's 80th birthday.
I love it. What's your favorite Danny Glover movie?
It can't be anything other than Lethal Weapon.
Thank you.
Now,
you
got it. Lethal Weapon.
My favorite is number 3.
Really? Yeah, that's a good one. That's
I really
the hockey
like
one.
That one.
That's a hockey rink, right?
With the Leafs, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Of course, yeah. That's right.
No, I really like that one. You?
4.
4 is great. 4
I
is
love
a lot of
4.
Fun.
It was fun.
That highway chasing.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Simone, what's your favorite Lethal Weapon movie?
I don't have a favorite.
That's what I was hoping you were going to say. So you didn't watch them.
Happy 62nd birthday to David Spade,
David
Mr.
Spade.
Joe Dirt.
Excellent.
Terrence Stamp, the late Terrence Stamp's birthday would have been today. And this next guy, it shocked me. So I'm watching, I think it's This Is 40. And Albert Brooks plays Paul Rudd's dad in that movie.
I forgot about that.
And I'm watching this, and I recognize him, but his voice is driving me nuts. Why do I know his voice?
Yeah.
And he plays Marlin in Finding Nemo.
You can't do that, Nemo!
It's for obviously having a child that was born around the time of that movie. It was like, that's why I know that stupid voice, because I watched that stupid movie 300 times a day. But I'm over it.
It's crazy. I was watching a documentary about the 50th anniversary of Jaws, which I think is this summer. Mm-hmm. And apparently Albert Brooks and Steven Spielberg were the ones that read the novel and kind of got the ball rolling on that movie. But my favorite Albert Brooks performance, it's got to be in Ryan Gosling's Drive that came out.
Yes.
He plays the psychotic guy with all the razors. Freaky deaky. Speaking of freaky deaky, big trailer news this week. Mm-hmm. Avengers Doomsday. The trailer dropped. Get to finally see that's coming out in December. Marvel is, they're struggling. And,
That's what happens.
Yeah. Superhero stuff. Who knows?
Yeah.
Channing Tatum's in. I'm pretty excited for him.
Obviously, everybody knows it's going to be a Marvel blockbuster movie.
Who knows? I don't know, though. I mean, their movies have been struggling. I think they're trying to go back to, they've got Robert Downey Jr. back and they're paying him $100 million to come back. Ooh. I think they're panicking. They got Joe and Anthony Russo back to direct. They haven't done anything with Marvel since 2019 with the Avengers Endgame.
But I think that they're doing it. They know what they're doing. They're here to make money. I think they're going to do it. I know that everybody's going to be like, it's stupid. I'm not doing it. And then they're all going to be in the theater watching it like suckers. And I think it's going to be huge. I obviously do. But I don't count on it being the last one.
Oh, no. Gosh, no. No.
And we were talking off air. Simone and Jeff were talking about the possibility of a sequel, whether it's going to be split into two
two-parter
parts. And we came up with a title. So if anybody from Marvel and Disney is listening, this is ours. It would be Tombsday.
Avengers Tombsday. I like it.
So that's ours.
Start counting your money now because I'm going to pay the big bucks.
What else is going on in the world of movies?
All I've got before we get back to the tunes is that Amazon just announced a RoboCop TV series. So
who's RoboCop?
I don't know. Someone with a really nice jawline. Like who's got the best jawline in Hollywood?
What about, what's his name? Zac Efron?
Zac Efron's jaw is
Epic. Remember? Because he had to get that and he said like he broke his jaw or something like that, right?
Yeah. So that's perfect. You know what? You nailed it. Yeah,
RoboCop. Zac Efron.
Perfect. He doesn't even have to like wear any armor. He's already musty enough. He just paint him silver and walk him around. Be good. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moe.
And I'm Vinny.
And we're going to get back to the tunes. We got brand new stuff from the Draculas. This one is called I'm Blue. Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
New Jersey, outro recording artists performing their new hit on Blue, the Draculas.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You are now rocking with the number one set and sound. Straight from the boogie down, shout to Uptown. It's a boogie down production, you heard me? Big shout to Brick City, Newark, New Jersey.
Let's go.
Never that. You must learn. You don't remember that. I'm not Red Alert. It's the Magic Rap.
Whoa. I think I just figured something out, Beavis.
What?
This sucks.
Yeah, me. It really sucks.
Me. This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
He's coming. CFRC, the place to be with
some
me,
of us.
Jeffrey.
Have to use the restroom.
You're not a real human.
It wasn't
being.
A rush room. It was a restroom.
It was a restroom. It's a room of rest. Mm-hmm. Just like this show. Thanks for coming along, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Two hours.
Been good.
Yeah, it's been good.
Thanks for letting us hang out in your ear.
What? Exactly. It's like Jerry Garcia's in my ear, man. What did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday?
That I should probably try this dang ice cream.
Yeah, this Tragically Chip ice cream at our sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old
Farm Fine Foods at the corner of Barry and Clergy in the little red house with the giant pothole in front.
That's right. That pothole's not going nowhere.
That's right. Jeff's probably going to put a little, you could put a little bistro table in there.
Yeah, it's big
you
enough.
You put it on like a Airbnb as a date venue.
Charge an arm and a leg for it.
That's right.
Anything else that we learned today that we didn't know yesterday? Yesterday, Simone, looking right at you. You talking about Sharky's machine and Burt Reynolds' hair. And...
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know he had his original hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We learned that we're creative and we're going to be very wealthy because Disney's going to pay us for Avengers Tombsday.
Yeah.
Yep. Right?
And we learned that we're very creative and we're going to get wealthy because we're going to be the ones figuring out Eurovision for Canada.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to send Luke Kala and we're going to go. Canada's going to win, and next year Eurovision's going to be right here in Kingston.
In this very studio.
In this very room. Exactly. And we learned what the Burt Reynolds rat laugh is.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Do it.
Sorry, I can do it better. Pretty good, right?
It's not working very well.
It's fine.
It's going to work on it until next
week. Keep trying.
Awesome. Other than that, I think we'll sign off for the day.
Yeah, let's get ready. We're going to go find out when we can go watch The Odyssey.
Yeah.
And we will report back because this time next week, I will not be here.
Oh, you won't?
But you guys will be.
We'll talk about it.
And you will talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can call me in. You still don't know how to work the phone, but you can pretend you're calling me in.
Exactly. Tin can phone for the win. Right. Well, we'll get back to the tunes before 10 o'clock, but do keep it locked and ready to rock.
Better.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys in a while.
In a bit.
In a minute.
See you soon.
Let me see. That last set, though, we heard a brand new track from Slippers with Fool in Your Room. We also had brand new stuff from the 5678s with Radium Girls. That's a good name. We had new stuff from KRS-One with What Is the Message? And we opened it up with new stuff from the Draculas and I'm Blue. That's a lot of new stuff.
That's a lot.
Hope you guys, appreciate what's going on here.
I needed 24 hours. To digest all this new music.
Well, you know what? It's coming up before 10 o'clock.
What?
More new music. We have new stuff from Black Bananas. They're back with their brand new single, Turkey Burgers.
Okay.
And if we get to it, which I think we will, new stuff from Lido Pimentia with Le Buela featuring Anna Mancho.
Okay.
Some good summertime
all right,
stuff.
Let's do this.
All right. We'll catch
let's
you guys
sign
all.
Away.
Catch you guys all next week.
Adios.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
To CFRC 101.9 FM.
Are you tired of your boring weekly routine? Are you looking for something to look forward to every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9 Fridays at 2 p.m. for a fresh mix of songs that you'll want to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres, from pop to rock to folk and R&B. I've also got some fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m. I hope I'll see you then.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
A word that gets used a lot at a radio station is the verb
broadcast, as in to broadcast. Ever wonder about the past and future tenses of that word? Are you tempted to say, I broadcasted my show, or my show will be broadcasted? Well, actually, most standard English dictionaries say that the past and future tenses of the word broadcast are exactly that, broadcast and not broadcasted. So, if in doubt, it's probably okay to say broadcasted, and there are a couple of dictionaries that allow for that, but you're probably safest saying, I have broadcast my show. You're listening to A Gramophone with Daniel Wolf.
So they tell me, I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it.
CFRC is stoked to partner with KPP Concerts on an awesome summer lineup. On June 27th, be sure to catch Long Range Hustle and Psycho Billy legends Reverend Horton Heat on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out alt country legend Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Amen Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.